Sorry, one sec. Hey, Renee, I actually have Carrie from the Diva of Days for you.
Okay, okay.
Hi, Renee.
Hi, Carrie, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm fantastic, thank you. It's a beautiful day. All is good.
I asked my fans on Twitter what questions they would like to ask you, and one of the most popular questions was, you're just an absolutely stunning woman. You seem to never age, and everyone wants to know what your secret is. What's your beauty regimen?
Well, I'd say the first thing is to cut stress out of your life as much as you can. I find that when I'm stressed, well, one of the things I do when I'm stressed is I eat badly, I eat junk food, and I drink a lot of caffeine, and I see it on my face. I see myself aging. And let me start over with this. Okay, my beauty regimen. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me think here. One, take care of yourself. Get sleep. Sleep is the number one thing to help you look younger. What I put on my skin, it doesn't matter. It's what you put inside your skin.
Mm-hmm.
I eat a lot of fruit and vegetables. I don't drink a lot of sodas. I maybe have one soda every 2 weeks. I try to cut back on the sweets. And on my face, though, I do use omega-3s.
Oh.
Tubes that you can buy with omega-3s in it. You know, like the fish oils and stuff?
Yeah.
They have that you can put on your face. And I find that when I put that on at night, the next morning I do have a nice glow. So just like you must put those fatty acids into your body, it's also good to put it on topically.
Oh, that's a good idea. I never heard that one. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you miss Lexi being the bad girl, Demira?
I miss Lexi having spunk.
Mm-hmm.
I think Lexi lost her spunk in the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
I do. But the good thing is that it's coming back.
Oh, yay.
New writers with what's happening. Yeah, and that's exciting.
That's awesome news. I'm so glad to hear that. Because as a compliment to you, I mean, you've played Lexi as a good girl, and I thought you were just amazing when she was Alexandra Demira, you know, setting up Hope and making her look like a bad mom and all that stuff.
I loved it.
Yeah, you're fantastic.
It's so weird because that's what people, when they come to me now, they're constantly saying that. I mean, that was over 10 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and people still talk about that because
mm-hmm.
it was such a great character. Lexi just had so much going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know, a new crop of writers came in and producers, and I don't know, they just decided that Lexi would just be a doctor, you know, good girl in the background, whatever. And but now, finally, they're seeing these new crops, you know, are seeing, oh, wait a second, Lexi, you know, she has some substance to her. She can
mm-hmm.
get down. She is a Demira. And so they're starting to finally put that back into storylines. It's frustrating for an actor to go from where I was then and how strong I was to then all of a sudden just being everybody's friend and
mm-hmm.
a good doctor. You know, it was frustrating.
Mm-hmm. Some of my favorite storylines were the ones you were in at the whole reveal who Lexi's parents were. That was a big storyline with Celeste.
That was my favorite. That was my favorite, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, finding out Celeste is my mom and then Stefano is my father and then the whole thing with him switching the baby. All that stuff was pretty powerful stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
And the fans do miss Tanya Boyd. Is there any chance we'll see her again?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything
mm-hmm.
about that happening. And so I don't know. I hope so. I mean, I miss her so much. And,
mm-hmm.
and she and Lexi have such a wonderful relationship. And she's such an interesting character, period.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know.
The one thing with Lexi's, you know, good girl image, a lot of the fans on Twitter were complaining that she was supporting Taylor breaking up EJ's marriage, and they thought that was kind of an odd thing for Lexi to be supporting. What do you think, why Lexi was enabling Taylor to break up the EJ Nicole marriage?
Well, I think Lexi wasn't a big fan of Nicole's, isn't a big fan of Nicole.
Right.
And so, and Lexi believes in love, and it seemed as if Taylor and EJ really truly loved each other.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that that was why, in the end, perhaps if I was a big fan of Nicole's, I wouldn't have felt that way. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, we know who Nicole is. We must not forget what she's done. You know, Nicole kidnapped the baby and made everyone think that the baby was dead. I mean,
right.
Nicole did some horrific things. I know, and Lexi is really in no, you know, she should not be judging because of the things she's done. But
right.
I think Lexi kind of conveniently forgot all that stuff.
Since Lexi's kind of the Demira now with the conscience, I do love it every time you flip out on EJ and Stefano. Like every time Lexi, she goes, "What?" You know, every time she finds out. I love those scenes.
Well, you know, it's interesting because both Stefano, Joe Muscolo, and EJ.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, he would kill me for going blank on his name right now.
James Scott.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Has said to me afterwards, you know, they both said to me, you know, you're the only one who can affect us. Even though they may turn around and do what they were doing,
mm-hmm.
you know, like 10 minutes later.
Right.
But in the midst of it, I'm the only one who can talk to them that way. And it does get into their shell for a brief second, and I think that each time it does, I chip away a little bit more, you know.
Right.
So one of us is going to wear each other down. Either they'll wear me down, or I'll wear them down. One or the other is going to happen. Yeah. But I love it when I go off on them, and they truly allow it to affect them. But that to me, oh, feels so good.
Oh, I'm loving this mayoral race storyline. I think it's fantastic. With EJ versus Abe. Is that when the rumors came out about that, everybody's like, no way in heck is EJ running for mayor. But, I mean, it's brilliant. It really is.
Yeah.
It's nice to see Lexi out of the scrubs and the lab coats and everything. So how are you liking Lexi working in politics?
You know, it's so funny seeing me out of the lab coat, because it got into the point with wardrobe. It was so funny. It was like, it doesn't matter what I'm wearing. It's covered by a lab coat. So there's no reason to get all, you know, all involved in what I'm wearing that day.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I'm out of this, I like the fact that Lexi is torn.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she was torn in the beginning, you know, between her brother and her father. But, That was quickly erased because EJ is just so corrupt and underhanded, and so she's not really torn anymore. She wants Abe to win the election,
mm-hmm.
but it's a tough one because EJ is still my brother. He is still my son's uncle. My son adores him,
mm-hmm.
as he does his grandfather. So I can't just remove myself from the family because I'm pissed off at them, because that wouldn't be fair to Theo.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where Lexi is in a tough position, because she does love them, you know, Stefano and EJ, regardless of their ways and how mad she can get at them, she does love them. So that's the tough part. But as far as, you know, who I want to win, I want my husband to win.
Right. Is this still storyline going on? Because we just passed Election Day, and I wasn't sure how they're doing this timeline.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Because it's not a national election, you know, it's just like a within the city.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't happen until, I think, around February.
Okay.
You know how they happen all throughout the year, different types of elections, different types of, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it really won't happen until airing around February.
That's good.
But it's a long road ahead.
Well, that's politics. I mean, I'm involved in politics here. It's a huge commitment. If you don't, you know, if you looking on it from the outside, you have to be on the inside to see how stressful it is. I mean,
yeah.
And I think you guys are portraying it pretty well, because it is stressful, and you're always second guessing, and there's always people telling you what to do, and
mm-hmm.
and Abe's, Abe's got Lexi and Jennifer telling him what to do, and it's realistic. It's you know, I mean, the fact that they're in-laws, though, makes it really fascinating.
Well, you know, when we had the scene where EJ got up, I think it was on a couple of weeks ago, when EJ got up and announced that he was running for mayor, mm-hmm. like, when he just basically bombarded the podium mm-hmm. when he was about to give his speech, mm-hmm. and he said, he announced it, really, on stage, no one clapped except, you know, Stefano and Kate and I think one other person. But because everyone in town knows how crooked he is.
Mm-hmm.
So, but unfortunately, when I watched the show on TV, it seemed like more people clapped than they did. And that's too bad because it was kind of funny being on stage with him being all excited and only three people clapping. But, you know, because people do. And it's not a secret. The whole town of Salem knows how crooked he is.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's interesting that he's getting, now he's starting to get supporters because who knows how he's going about doing it because most of the people aren't behind him.
Mm-hmm. One thing that really bugs me when you were doing a lot of the hospital storylines, it seems Lexi, even though she's the chief of staff, she kind of defers to Daniel too much, in my opinion. It seems like, well, it's a bit of a joke that if Lexi treats you, you're going to die, and if Daniel treats you, you're going to live. And
yeah.
Do you feel that Daniel being brought in the hospital kind of lowered Lexi's stature a bit as being the doctor in town?
Well, it was only in certain cases where I knew that Daniel was the expert that
mm-hmm.
I would defer to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he is the top in what he does.
Mm-hmm.
So me being the chief of staff, I have to, you know, I brought him on because he is the tops in that field. I'm not in
right.
that particular field.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't feel that my power was lessened or anything being with him.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what, I had a tough time when I had to do scenes with Sammy. You know, when she had the cancer scare,
mm-hmm.
and you know, knowing how I feel about Sam, you know, Sammy and I, you know, did not like each other,
right?
And to all, to, you know, and then all of a sudden, you know, I'm all there for her, but I had to just tell myself it's because of that she might have cancer.
Right.
So even though you don't like her, you wouldn't be cruel to her at this point. You
mm-hmm.
know, it's trying to make it work when the writers put certain things that for you as a character really don't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't make sense that Lexi would be handling Sammy's case because Sammy doesn't like Lexi. Lexi doesn't like Sammy.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the writers put us together where we had to do it. So you try to, in your head, in your mind, give yourself a reason for doing it. Because, like, if you don't believe it as an actor, it's not going to come through as a, you know, for your character.
Right.
But sometimes the audience is like, I'm not buying it, no, regardless. Yeah.
Well, Lexi Digger digs in, though. She would say, oh, Sammy didn't deserve Rafe and blah, blah, blah. I mean, there were some little digs there about...
Yeah, every now and then.
Yeah. Yeah, with Sammy going back to the whole Brandon situation and all that, do you miss Lexi stepping out on Abe once in a while? Or are you happy with Lexi staying faithful?
Well, I can tell you, I was pretty disappointed when they first brought Daniel on. It seemed as if Daniel and Lexi were going to have an affair.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were first at odds, but then all of a sudden we had that scene where he put the cream cheese on my nose and he takes it off and puts it in his mouth. You know, I mean, it just seemed like it was going to, that's what was going to happen. And
right.
then all of a sudden they just cut it off, just like that. They just cut it off, and I was disappointed then. Mm-hmm. Because I thought we had a wonderful chemistry, and the audience was loving that. But then they decided to put him with Chelsea, I think, at the time, or Kate. I don't know. They've had him with so many women.
That's true.
But now, when I think back on it now, I'm at the point now, you know, in my life, I really don't want to be kissing all over people anymore, you
mm-hmm.
know. So I would still like to see, I thought Lexi and Daniel had a wonderful relationship. I would still like to see them being great friends.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that Lexi should step on Abe anymore. I think, especially now with Theo, you know, with having an autistic child, that's
mm-hmm.
just way too selfish. Perhaps before I had Theo,
mm-hmm.
but now, you know, he's my world. So
right.
I wouldn't even think about stepping out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, were you disappointed the autism storyline was dropped?
I was so disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
I was very disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did a lot of research on it, and there were so many elements of it that they could have explored more so. But, you know, that's not under my control.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, because it had a great, Dave's a great opportunity to educate people more about autism. And there's so many different variances with autism, too. You know, kids that are really disabled with it and kids that are extremely functional with it. And the whole thing was kind of bizarre because it went from Theo being autistic to he's exchanging emails with Ciara within like 6 months.
Yeah,
and that was, you know, that kind of bugged me a little bit. But,
well, you know, we had, you know, someone in the beginning, we had someone from Autism Speaks on the set with us all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that he did say to us but is that there's no norm as far as the behavior of an autistic child,
mm-hmm.
that one minute they'll be, quote, normal, and the next minute they'll, you know, be, you know, having an attack or getting lost or, you know, in their own world or banging their heads against a wall,
mm-hmm.
but so there's not just one side of a child, you know, who's autistic, and it all depends on where they are in the spectrum, if it's really hardcore or not.
Mm-hmm.
But I agree with you on that. I mean, so I understand them, you know, wanting to show different times. He's not all the time,
mm-hmm.
going through those episodes, but it got to a point where now you never see it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we don't see Sherelle at all, though. That's a really, he's a cute little boy, and he's a great little actor. And
he truly is. He is so talented. Oh my gosh, I can't tell you. I mean, he has a little stand-up routine that he does. And he's, you know, he goes around and does his stand-up routine, and he's hilarious. And he's always dancing for us on the set and singing. I mean, he's so multi-talented. Yeah.
Hey guys, I just have to ask you to wrap it up so we stay on schedule.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Just one question. The fans want you on Twitter. Can we get you on Twitter sometime?
I don't Twitter. I don't Twitter or tweet or I don't do any of that stuff. I'm just, this is my forte. This is what I'm comfortable with doing.
Okay.
I know. I'm old school. I'm old fashioned.
Well, Jim's on Twitter. Just like Jim Rouse is on Twitter.
Hey, Jim is a young soul. He's a younger soul than I am. I know. I'm amazed by Jim. It's just not my thing. I just don't do it.
Okay. Well, I had to ask. I just had to try.
Yeah, I tell them I'm sorry, but I'll always do phone interviews.
Okay.
And then you can put it on Twitter or tweet or whatever, Facebook or whatever you do.
I'll have it on all of them. So thank you so
okay.
much, Renee. And thanks again, John.
Hey, thanks, Gary.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.